Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Friday of the Chuck and Julie Show. My name is Darcy. I've been hosting the show for Chuck and Julie for a couple weeks on Fridays now. It's been an honor. They are good friends of mine. And for those who don't know, they have become very busy this summer because their son is excelling very, very rapidly in golf. And so it makes a lot of sense for them to take Fridays off. So that's going to be something that you guys will see ongoing. And to that end, we've got some other announcements coming later this week, probably by the time the next Friday show airs. But I wanted to take a moment today to get some guests on, not only to finish talking about what's going on in Douglas County with Home Rule, because it's so important, but also the passage of John Adams Academy. And then we will finish the show by letting you guys know what's going on in El Paso County with some of the school boards. They're doing amazing things out in El Paso County, D49, D20, D11, and then there's a host of schools across the state. So with that said, for those who didn't see last week's show, we had a Commissioner George Teal on, and we spent a significant amount of time talking about home rule in Douglas County. So Priscilla, if you want to jump on, I'll bring you on so that we can start talking about home rule, John Adams, and then after Priscilla's on, we're going to bring Robin on. So for those who don't know, home rule allows Douglas County to write its own government charter. It's really important to the residents of Douglas County because anything that you don't have to do by way of the state of Colorado is a win, right? So whether we're talking about taxation powers, election, just having some shielding from the state government, it's really important. Priscilla Ron is here. She's actually running for the Home Rule Commission. And then I also have Priscilla on today so that we can talk a little bit more about John Adams Academy. So Priscilla, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on to talk.
Thanks for being on. So what made you want to run for the Home Rule Commission?
Well, I've spent the last 4 years on the Douglas County Planning Commission. I've learned quite a bit about, you know, land zoning, water, all of those things. And honestly, I jumped in. I didn't really know anything about contracts, and I learned so much about how, you know, Douglas County has planned what they want it to look like. And I love Douglas County. We're a conservative county. There's so many things that I feel like our commissioners did well during COVID to protect our rights. And I think it's really critical to the form, when you think about the founding fathers and how they designed what government's supposed to look like, it should be about we the people. We should be informing our elected officials about what we want, right? And so I have this saying, well, we have this saying at my school, nothing to us without us. So if there's going to be a decision made around how my life is going to be, I want to have a voice in that. I think it's really critical. So I started noticing some movement about what is this home rule thing and like who's on the commission and how do you get on the commission? I just started asking questions and found out, oh, you got to go down to the clerk and recorder's office, grab a petition, get 25 signatures, and then your name can be on the ballot and to have a voice. And so that was really critical to me.
Yeah. And so there's 21 commissioners that will be elected, assuming that home rule passes on June 24th, correct? It's 21?
Mm-hmm. 21.
Mm-hmm. And there's districts. How many districts are there?
So three districts and three at large. So six individuals will be selected from each district and three at large.
Okay. What do you think the risk is, assuming that home rule passes? What do you think the risk is that there's a significant number of liberals that make it onto the commission?
I don't know, because when you look at our numbers, we're about 50% unaffiliated, and the second largest is Republican, and then I believe Democrats are 17%. Don't quote me on that, but they're third. So we are still a conservative county, but I saw an article. When you look at the numbers, though, for Congress, like those numbers were pretty high for the Democrats, around 47%. So that doesn't really, it's not equal to the percentage. When you look at the percentage of de registered Democrats, but the number of votes that the Democrat congressional candidate got and Democrat governor candidate got, like it doesn't match up. So definitely the unaffiliated vote is going to be critical when it comes to any election in Douglas County because it's changed so much.
I mean, and that's, I think, what especially makes home rule so important this year, especially having watched Toborg lose in the last election as an incumbent Republican mayor. That was a really big wake-up call.
I didn't see that coming. I don't think anybody saw that loss coming. I think we thought we could have flipped House District 43, and again, we weren't able to flip 43. So, it's definitely not an easy path forward. We can't take it for granted, I should say. We have to work really, really hard.
So what are you like, what are you seeing and hearing on the ground? So, I know that the Democrats have been turning in their ballots faster, unfortunately, right now. Are you hearing that Republicans are waiting to vote? Are you hearing that, people are starting to get energy about it now that the mailers and all the marketing's kicked up? Like, what are you seeing and hearing out there?
Yeah, I think like a lot of elections that are not presidential year, like special elections like this, people will get their ballot. They'll be like, I didn't know there was an election. Like, what is this for? And then they'll start to do some online research. They'll start to hear about some town halls and they'll try to educate themselves before they make a decision. Because, as Republicans, we're really good at talking to our friends and saying, what is this about? What do you think? Can you tell me? I don't know who any of these candidates are. Like, what are the pros and cons? And so I know there are a number of Republicans who are just holding on to their ballots to make sure that they understand. They try to be informed voters, right? They don't just vote willy-nilly. They try to make sure that they understand so that when they make a vote, they can defend their rationale for why they voted. So, I know I've been getting a lot of calls, a lot of people that I know, everybody's calling everybody and say, give
I
me your
know.
perspective. And I try to be very neutral and say, here are things to think about because the teacher in me, it's like, I don't like to tell people what to think. I like to empower them to say, like, what do you want your local government to look like? And then based on that, you need to vote and then do your research on these candidates and make sure that you understand who these people are that are running for you. We've got to start getting out of like what I call the sheep mentality, where it's like, oh, somebody told me how to vote or somebody told me what to do. No, you need to be empowered and do this the right way.
Exactly. And I mean, so to your point, like the sheep mentality, why do you think, and I'm going to ask Robin this too, why do you think that Democrats hate home rule so much? Like, what is to hate about local control?
You know what? I honestly don't think it's about hating the idea of local control. It's about the trust in our elected officials. So when you start to see people say, I don't trust our elected officials, then they will automatically be opposed to whatever they say. It's not always like what the message is, but it's who the messenger is. We see that in politics. I've learned that. It's like, oh, okay, it's not just about this is a great idea. We have great ideas. But you've got to have that relationship. And so when people don't always trust or they don't understand, their initial reaction is to say no. I think that's why.
And that makes sense. So would you apply that same principle to John Adams Academy? You and I were both at the meeting recently, and then John Adams did go ahead and receive approval this week. Do you want to go ahead for our viewers and just give a little brief rundown on John Adams and why it was so important. I know that you don't work for the school, but I know that you know the answer, so.
Yeah. So John Adams Classical Academy is this great public charter school that just got approved to give choice to parents in Douglas County. There will be, from what I understand, two elementary schools that will be opening up in the fall of 2027. But it's different. You know, when you look at a traditional public school versus a classical charter, the focus is different and it attracts a certain type of student. And so something that I love as a public school career educator and former principal is the fact that we understand there's a lid for every pot, right? There's a certain way that people are learning. And there's with Douglas County being such a strong conservative county, our parents and our families are looking for a type of quality in their education. And I want to pause there and say, Douglas County has great schools and we have great teachers. And even through COVID, our test scores have been some of the top in the state. Yeah. But that doesn't change the fact that parents are looking at the lay of the land in public education and Department of Education, our legislature. There are things that the laws that are being passed that maybe our parents don't agree with, and they want to have an alternative option. And I think it's really healthy to give parents a choice where they can trust, like back to that word, like trust that they're sending their kids to school. Yeah. They're not going to be indoctrinated with a certain type of ideology that doesn't fit them.
Right. And so, you know, the Democrats, for example, being upset at the meeting that I attended, there were a lot of really upset residents. And it's like, to me, what are you upset over? You know, you could go build a charter school too that more reflects what your values are and then try to get that passed. And I don't really see anything wrong with that. Susie Glassman from Colorado Times Recorder was at that meeting and she wrote that there was a brief interaction between actually myself and another father. I said, somebody asked the question, why is it right versus left, right? Like you were sitting right there. Why is it Democrat versus Republican? And that's kind of like what I'm getting at. Why don't we all want to have choice, to have school choice, to have charter schools for our kids? And this father was so incensed when I said that, when I said it basically has become Republicans against Democrats. He kind of like got up in my face and was like, I'm done with this Trump BS. And I was like, you know, there are some really strong emotions and we're just talking about a school.
Yeah, 100%. We have got to figure out a way to repair these relationships. These are our community members. These are our neighbors who are looking at what's happening federally, right? And everything that happens at the federal level, we know trickles all the way down to the local level. So if someone is a Democrat or they hate Trump and they say, oh, you're a conservative, you must be, and then they just assign stuff to characteristics to you as an individual, and they conflate all of these things without actually, like, let's just have a conversation about what we have to offer your family. And if you don't want this as an offer, we definitely have another option for you. But I like what Charlie Kirk, he says, you know, let's just have a conversation, because once you stop having the conversation, then everything really degrades in the community. And so I think Ellie and all of the folks that have worked so hard, I've been so proud of them and the way that they have really, they've absorbed a lot of the abuse and the hatred from the community and the anger to just to stay focused on, I'm really trying to bring this because I, as a mom, want this type of option. I love my community. I love Sterling Ranch. And we're going to open this up to anybody who can get your kid there. And our commitment is to make sure that your children get a high quality education. And it's a beautiful thing. So that what we're seeing in the community and what you saw at those, those town halls and things, it's just an opportunity to sit down one-on-one with folks and say, I understand you're angry. Let's talk about exactly what it is you're angry about so that I can dispel maybe some of those myths about what you're upset about and angry about.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, and what you guys are doing in Douglas County is so important because, you know, as we've seen El Paso fall by the wayside and elect a Democrat mayor and a Democrat city council, and monuments starting to fall. It's like our major beacons of conservatism in the state, our little pockets where we know that things are safe, they're starting to fall apart. I mean, look at Parker. And so it's really important that all of us are having these conversations. We don't have to always agree, but we want to try to move forward in the most conservative way possible.
Yeah, and these should not these should not be partisan types of conversations. I think, I mean, we say, we've got the 20% on both sides that are the quote unquote fringe, right? Quote unquote fringe, and like there's the 80% in the middle that should agree, but we don't. We don't. You can see there's a division just simply because there's no relationship. And in the education world, it's all about relationships. When you can build strong relationships in the community and you can start to build that trust, I foresee in the next 4 to 5 years, John Adams, once the parents see their kids going through and what they're actually learning and how they're coming out being wonderful humanitarian, like really intellectual children, that the community will start to rally behind. But it's going to take a few years to build that trust.
For sure, for sure. No, I appreciate that. Just the fact that John Adams was approved it's really important. I mean, especially at a time when people are denying charters left and right all across the state. So thank you for the work that you did on John Adams. Thank you for running for Home Rule. If you guys have questions about John Adams or Home Rule, feel free to reach out to Priscilla. What's your Twitter handle?
So it's Priscilla Rahn, Rahn. And I still have my website. I have a landing page at priscillaron.com. It's just like a one pager of Home Rule and why I'm running. Or you can find me on X, in Facebook, and all the places, and all around town.
Thank you so much. We will see what happens this week with Home Rule. So let's pray it passes. And thanks for all you're doing, Priscilla.
Thank you for having me on. Have a
Thank
good
you.
one. Take care.
Bye. All right. So we got Priscilla has been doing a lot in Douglas County. She has been working hard with the Home Rule Commission. We also have Robin Webb, who is the chair of Douglas County. Now, I love Robin. Robin is such a hard worker, fierce conservative. She is just doing everything she can out in DUGCO, and she's been helping a lot with the home rule issues. So, Robin, if you want to pop on, I want to get your perspective on what you're seeing with home rule. Before this call started, you indicated that you believed it would pass. I'd like to just go ahead and get your feelings on what you're seeing and why this is so important to Douglas County and to the Douglas County GOP.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for the shout out. For some reason, my video is not turning on.
Interesting.
But okay, I'm
We'll
not
see if
sure.
we can get it working. If not, if you want to exit and come back in, you can too.
Totally up to you.
Yeah, why don't you try it just once, and then if it doesn't work, whatever. But you look so pretty today.
Well, thank you. So do you. And thanks for the shout out. I'll be right back.
Okay. So and feel free, you guys, to call into the show today. Every Friday, we will be taking call-ins for those who want to ask questions about what's going on across our state, especially the issues that we're talking about. Next week, we have by next week, Home Rule will have wrapped up, but we've got some really, really interesting guests next week. So we have Brad Miller, who is an attorney for, I would say, the vast majority of conservative school boards across the state of Colorado. He's going to talk to us about what some of the schools are doing with Title IX and who's waiting, who's in the hopper to go ahead and join the lawsuit, what we're seeing and what we're thinking with that. And then we're also going to get Jake Lang back on. So that'll be a really interesting show next week. For those of you who don't know what's going on in El Paso County, it's huge. Just, I mean, all the school districts are joining in to fight Biden's Title IX. And it's just really, really important. So we will dig into that next week. Like I said, home rule is there's Robin. Hey, we can see you.
Okay.
Sweet. See, that's why I wanted to get you on
There you
camera.
go. Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Robin.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for all you're doing with Home Rule. You want to give our viewers, I mean, you were on when Priscilla was on, but you want to give our viewers just like maybe another like brief rundown of what exactly Home Rule is. Priscilla and I didn't really do that. Teal was on last week, but every week's, new viewers, and this is so important. So.
It is. It's so important. And obviously, as the chair of Douglas County Republicans, I'm very, very passionate, just like Darcy is, about keeping our community in line with our values. And I think everyone's watching what's going on at the state capitol and saying, this does not align with our values. So,
Yeah.
this is a way for us to draw a line in the sand and solidify our identity in Douglas County. We are
Yeah.
still a conservative county. I do think this is going to pass because of the numbers that are coming in. And I will say that a lot of Republicans turn in their ballot at the last minute. That has always been the case. It's always what is shown. A lot of people want to go vote in person, or they turn it in the day of at one of the official election spots. If you have not turned in your home rule ballot, you need to turn it in by the 24th by 7 o'clock. If they get it later than that, it will not be counted. And I see home rule, and everything I do is for my children. It's for the protection of my children. I'm going to give you one example. 1312. Everyone knows what 1312 is, the transgender protection. What it basically does is makes it so that if my daughter Lila decides that she's Lyle, and I say, no, honey, you're a girl, the state can come and take my child away from me. And I think the Democrats have made it very clear, and I shouldn't say all Democrats, because I have a lot of Democrat neighbors that don't agree with that. They think it's insane. And I've talked them into voting for home rule because I want everyone to think about it this way. And I just talked at a meeting last night about this. What this does is brings everything back to local control. So even if you don't have 100% trust in the commissioners, which I have heard that too, a lot of people love them and not everybody does. Think about it this way. Who do you think is more accessible? All our local elected officials or POLIS? Who do you think you're more likely to be able to get a hold of? And I want everyone to realize this too. Whatever is written into the charter is going to be voted on in November. So say, there's a lot of misinformation going around about that people want to extend term limits or make raises. I personally, and everybody I'm running with is personally on our slate against that. We are completely against that. And A, it would have to be voted on by 21 people to get on the charter, and then it would have to be voted on again in November by the people. So this is not something where we're trying to take control of the people. This is something where we're trying to bring control back to the people. Does that make sense?
That makes total
As
sense.
close as possible. Local control is always the best, in my opinion.
Right. So when we're talking about, for example, 1312, so let's talk about what can Douglas County do, all the things Douglas County can do to fight back on 1312. Obviously, we know some of it involves the school district and writing an opt-out, notification, all of these things, but the what else? Like what else county-wise, public streets, events, like what do you foresee that families could say, okay, this county protected me as much as possible from that bill?
So what we have to do is write all of it into the charter. So 1312, for example, we can write into the charter that no, you do not get to take people's kids away if they don't, if they dead name them, which is a crazy term that I just learned what the meaning is this year.
Yeah.
It sounds very serious, but what it basically means is you accidentally call your kid Lila instead of Lyle, the name that they've decided they are. That's insane. So
Yeah.
things like that will have to be written into the charter. So what we're going to have to do is be very careful to make sure we include everything, zoning, and we're going to be working very, very close with lawyers and taking a lot of public input so we don't miss anything. And of course, we're going to take the mistakes of the past from the other home rule charters that have missed things. But what this basically does is, it's not a way for us to take complete control. I wish there was a magic wand that we could wave and
Right.
just completely secede from Colorado because I'm about there. Even though I love this state, the state legislature is out of control, as we all know. This is a way for us to draw a line in the sand and fight back. So basically, we can put it in the charter, and then when someone comes and tries to do it, actually tries to follow through with these threats, we can say, no, it's in our charter that we're not going to do that. They'll probably sue us. And then we have standing because we're not, we're our own county, we're our own entity against the state. Because in the past, when we've tried to put make line in the sand, the state, it's gone to a lawsuit, and the state has basically said, you are in a statutory state position, so you have no standing because you can't sue yourself. We'll have standing to say, no, we're a separate entity from the state of Colorado, and it will probably go up. Who knows how far they'll take it? But we're not in any way saying that this is a magic wand. I wish it was. We are saying this is a way to fight back. And I've heard people say, you know, then it's going to cost money. Sure, it's going to cost money. It's costing money. But what's the alternative? Letting my kid get taken away from me, that's just not acceptable to me. So I personally am doing this because I want to fight back against government overreach.
What else can you do? Like, are we just supposed to lie down and take it and say, okay, Denver, just do whatever you want?
Yeah, and that's just for me, that's not an option. And I would love to eventually take the state back. And I will tell you that there are a lot of other counties reaching out to us, asking us, you know, can you help us once you get this passed, figure out how to do this in our county? So this is a way to slowly take things back. It's going to be a long process to get the state back, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Well, there's still so many statutory towns and counties left. I mean, there are so many with their boards of trustees and their 1902 codes. Right next door, Palmer Lake is a statutory town. And there are still codes on the books that if you read through Municode, you would be like, wow. This is still a thing. I mean, there is still an ordinance on their books that says if the board members, the other six trustees don't like you, they can just vote to kick you off. I mean, how dangerous of a precedent is that? And the reason it's still in those laws is because it's a statutory town, so the charter was never rewritten, so a lot of that stuff carried over from 150 years ago.
Yes, ma'am. And in Douglas County, we don't wait. We absolutely make moves as soon as we see a way to do it. We think it through very thoroughly. We have, like I said, we have lawyers, like for Jeff Garcia, for example, the county attorney, has become an expert in this subject matter, and he will be helping us draft this in a way that it's both legal and gives us actual teeth to fight back. And yes, updates all these ridiculous, crazy things that are absolutely still out there. People would be blown away if they read all of it. It's
It's
crazy.
crazy the
It
stuff
is.
that's still in local laws. And like Priscilla and I talked about a minute ago, it's not over with on June 24th. Like, this is a multi-step process. So June 24th comes and the voters decide whether or not they want to move forward with writing a charter. And then I don't remember off the top of my head how did what do they have? 60, 90 days, 120 days?
I can't remember exactly off the
Too
top of my
many
head
days.
either. But until basically we have to have the charter written by a certain time, I mean, there is a very, very specific timeline we have to follow. We have to have three public meetings with all of the commissioners. We have to have, I mean, various levels of approval and voting. And I mean, this will be a very intense process. And I hope that I'm elected in District 3 to be a part of it because I'm passionate about making sure that this gives us a way to draw that line in the sand.
Exactly. I mean, that's the entire point of this. So June 24th comes, the voters will decide whether or not they want to write a charter. So then assuming that they move forward to write a charter, they will go ahead and then have an election for the charter board members, the 21 of them. And now, you guys, this is really crucial. You can't ignore that election either, because if you get into a situation where you vote to move forward with home rule, you've got to finish it out. You've got to finish every step of it because we can't have a bunch of liberals on that charter commission.
So DC GOP, I created a committee that basically gets very involved in nonpartisan races, which this is a nonpartisan race. Even though I don't think anything's partisan, that's my belief. I think everything is partisan at this point in time. If you were curious who DC GOP endorsed, You can find that at dcgop.org. If you have further questions, my email is chair@dcgop.org. And what we did is not me. I was not personally on this committee. I'm not personally on this committee. I feel it's better if I'm not. Is we interviewed every single candidate who A is for home rule and B is a registered Republican to gauge how much they understand the process, where they stand on the issues that are important to us, and whether or not we would give them an endorsement. The committee interviewed all of us. I was actually their first interview. They asked me the same questions they asked everybody else. They decided, excuse me, within themselves who they were going to put forward to XCOM. And then XCOM Executive Committee voted on who the party was going to endorse. So it was a very extensive process. I want to say they worked about 200 hours on it. They worked a lot of hours on this. So the people on dcgop.org are the people that went through a very extensive and lengthy process to get endorsed by the party.
Now, and those are the people that obviously, we want you guys to notice. So go to the DCGOP website, learn about these candidates. It's important that, you have all of the information, but I would stress at a minimum, like we need to keep the liberals off of that board.
Yes, but keep in mind that we only need 11 votes. I mean, if we end up with liberals on this board, they will simply, they'll probably still have great ideas. I absolutely am not going to discount that. I don't know what they have to say yet. But if there's something that's a very conservative value that we want on there and we have 11 votes, then we have the votes, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I remember, so when I was on city council in Monument when home rule went through, and unfortunately, because of who they put on the charter commission, the charter was it was absolutely awful. That's not what's going to happen in Douglas County because, as you said, I mean, there's no way that you guys are going to get less than 11 onto that
No,
board.
it's very unlikely.
But it does happen, and it's something that we if other cities and counties did it that are less conservative, it's something to watch because as a city council person, that final step when it came down to it, and they said, do you vote to put this on the ballot to have the voters pass this and make this the new government charter? And the way that it of that law reads, it says the city council shall vote to place it on the ballot. And I said, I vote no. And the attorney said, you can't vote no. And I said, well, yes, I can. Yes, I can. And they tried to tell me that I was not allowed to vote no. And that's kind of something that gets echoed when you have the wrong people going around the state writing a charter. So I'm happy that other people have reached out to you because, like you said, I mean, like we talked about, there's so many statutory towns, and you would be great to go around and ensure that it's done correctly.
Absolutely. And we have two fail safes in place. So, and the Douglas County Commissioners can vote to not put this forward to the people. So, if we end up with a charter that just will not put a charter together, I'm sorry, if we end up with a charter that's just not, aligned with our values, they can simply vote not to go forward with it. It also will have to be voted on again in November, and we have to publish this thing everywhere. I mean, everybody will have a chance to read the final copy of the charter before they vote yes or no on it.
And I think that's what's so important, that people get a say every step of the way. And that's, I mean, that's what home rule is all about. So, is there anything else that you want to remind the voters about home rule or John Adams or, Douglas County in general?
Douglas County is a wonderful place to live, and I have had people tell me, Douglas County is great the way it is. Why would you want to change it? We're not trying to change it, we're trying to maintain it. That's exactly what we're trying to do. We are trying to maintain what we have. This is a way and a step in the right direction to do that. It is not a magic wand. I really wish it were, but it is a way to draw a line in the sand and have the means to fight back. Please vote yes. Please vote for the correct people, which the correct people, there's people who are not on that slate that are amazing people that if they get on, they probably will do a fantastic job. And so do your research. I mean, definitely do your research on the candidates. I know all of them aren't well-known names, but I mean, me, for example, if you Google me, a lot of stuff comes up. So a lot of these people are very searchable and you can very much find out what their views are. And I would like to encourage everybody, even if you're kind of on the fence, then vote yes. Because worst case scenario, if you end up not liking the charter, you can vote no in November. This is a very multifaceted process. This vote is simply to get the people who will write it. That's it. And yes or no. And it does look to me like it's going to pass. Of course, we can't know that until the day of, but all the numbers that I have seen coming in have looked positive to me. So,
Oh, good. So you're
yes.
feeling confident then that this
I
is going to
mean,
pass.
nothing's ever 100%. You never know. But right now, the number's looking good. So we'll see.
Okay, that's awesome. So, turn in your ballots, you guys,
By
right now.
7 o'clock on the 24th, before
Yes.
that, preferably.
Yes.
Yes.
Between now and 7 o'clock on the 24th. Robin, there is something tonight in Douglas County for John Adams.
Yes, I forgot to talk about that. I will be at that. There's an appreciation event at Sterling Ranch. I can find the address really quick if you would like me to.
I'll look while you're talking.
Well, they are basically going to thank the people, and that there were so many people involved in trying to get this passed, including people who showed up to speak in favor of it. So it's just an appreciation event. It'll be really, really fun and low key. I'm going to be there with my youngest daughter, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks really cool. So it's at the Highlands Ranch Sheriff Substation, which is really easy to find. And that's 5 to 7 tonight.
5 to 8, I believe, but I could be wrong. Are you looking at the invitation?
The flyer says 5 to 7, but
Okay,
who knows?
okay.
People will probably be there late,
Yeah,
so.
I'm sure people will stay. But yes, please come, and if we need to just celebrate these wins when we get them. It was a huge win for them to get that passed, and there was a lot of opposition. And I think it's, the people who are so against Home Rule and John Adams Academy are the same people. They don't like freedom. They don't
Right.
like parental choice. So
They
yeah, they're fighting back. And I think you need to pay attention to the people who are so against these things because it says everything about what we're trying to do here. They don't want freedom. They don't want what we're trying to do.
Well, right, because not only do they want to trans their children and indoctrinate their children, but
They
they
want us to.
want us to be forced into doing the same thing.
They call us the kings, but literally they're trying to force us
Yeah.
to bend to their ideology, and I
Right.
personally refuse.
Well, we're not trying to force them to go to
No,
church. We're not
I'm
trying
a
to force
Christian
them to have
conservative woman,
family.
and I respect if people are not. That's perfectly okay. I am about freedom, freedom of choice, and that includes that, yeah, my children are not going to be indoctrinated, and I'm not going to be
Exactly.
told that I have to support that.
Exactly. That's the entire issue is I mean, do whatever you want, but ruin your kids, but don't, you're not going to ruin mine.
Not touching mine.
Nope, exactly. Robin, thank you so much for
Thank you,
being
Darcy. I
on.
just love you. Thank you for continuing to work so hard for our state. And I love the
Oh,
blonde
thank
girl.
you. You too. I love you too. We're just out here doing the most we can,
Our
right?
mama's fighting for our babies. That's what we are, girl.
I know, exactly. Well, somebody's got to do it. I mean, the last couple of years I've seen such an absence of strong men in our community that we don't really have a choice, do we?
The mama bear stepped up. That's what we did in 2020. That's when I got off the couch and got involved in
I
politics.
know, and
This
I
was
gotta
never my
tell you,
shtick.
I know, that's how I'm, and I gotta tell you, like the whole scene out there in the world, like guys are different today. I mean, our nation has been systemically like wimping them down and making them afraid to talk and making them less assertive, and it's exhausting. I mean, there's no incentive to like date, there's no incentive. I mean, these guys, like you might as well like not have them around. I'm
Amen,
sorry,
girl.
guys, not all
And
of
they're
you.
great. They're wonderful conservative men that I
Yep,
work with every
there
day that
are.
I adore. But yeah, you're right. Overall, the women are the ones who've stepped up over the
Yeah,
last
exactly.
5 years.
Robin, I might as well just keep you on here because I mean, what I was gonna talk about, do you mind?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I'm here
what
with
I
you,
was
girl.
gonna talk about was just generally some things that are going on right now that in Colorado. So for example, like I said, we're going to talk about the school boards in El Paso County more next week. Robin, have you heard anything about Space Command lately?
A
Okay, so this is a big one. There was a mainstream media article this week where it was confirmed that Trump was speaking to some congressmen and senators, I forget which ones now, and he did say, I'm moving it out of Colorado.
I saw that.
What do you think the impact is going to be for this state?
I honestly have no idea. I don't know enough about it to speak intelligently, but I think it speaks to how Colorado, Republicans don't have any faith in Colorado. Like at a national level, they're not interested in the state. So we're going to have to fight for our own state, you guys. If we want it back, it's up to us.
That's exactly right. Now, there are a lot of Republicans saying, okay, this could be very catastrophic to Colorado because
Right.
the move of this asset takes Republicans with it. It takes Republican voters. It takes tax dollars. I mean, obviously on the tax dollars front, I couldn't care less. Like
Same.
what they're using tax dollars here for is garbage. So whatever. I hope the state has billions less money.
I would agree.
It is a little unsettling, obviously, the loss of Republican voters.
Yes, and I mean, we continue to bleed Republican voters in this state because what's their incentive to stay? But I will say this to any Republican who's considering moving. I considered moving to Wyoming at one point, which is actually where I'm from. And then I said, you know what? They're going to come after every state. So I don't want to move out of Colorado. I love Colorado. I love visiting Florida. I love visiting Texas. I love visiting Wyoming, but I don't want to move. This is my state. So if we do not start fighting at every level for our own states, this will happen everywhere. We cannot move state to state and hope it doesn't hit us. This is a nationwide thing that they're trying to do. So let's take a stand here and show Republicans there are people with backbones willing to take this state back and willing to work. You and I work our butts off trying to, promote conservative values. And I will tell you that I have a lot of Democrat friends still, amazingly, and neighbors who they think the things going on are insane. I think we've gotten to a level where it's so crazy. And 1312 is the perfect example that even Democrats are like, whoa, what are they doing? This is absolutely crazy. And I say, you're voting for this. And yes, there are a lot of very, middle of the road, wonderful people who happen to be registered as Democrats who don't agree with this craziness. So if we get, and we might already be there, to a fever pitch where it's so crazy that they kind of have to start considering voting the other way. I mean, it's almost to a point where it might start going the other way, especially if there are people out there fighting for it. It's not moving state to state. It doesn't help.
No, I mean, it doesn't help to move state to state. It doesn't help to say, I'm not going to fight at all. I'm just
Just
gonna.
fight back. I mean, there might be a point where it's not winnable and we are just California and we're lost. But I'm not willing to give that up yet. I'm just not there.
Well, I say all the time, look, sometimes I say things that, for example, right now, I don't believe that the governor's office is winnable in 2026.
I agree. I mean, I would love to be wrong. Prove me wrong, please.
Me too.
But it's going to be
I
a hard
don't
one.
think we will be. I think
We
it's
should still
another.
try. We should still try.
Right. We can still try. We have to try.
We do. We
And
have to fight.
while we're trying, we can also do the things right. Like if there's a school in Douglas County or El Paso County where there's a trans teacher like we had last summer who's using the bathroom with little girls, right?
Right. It's terrifying.
That it doesn't matter if we're losing this state. We have to stand up and fight because our little girls can't, our little boys can't. And like I told my brother yesterday, my brother texted me and said, I just feel like this trans issue, there's only 1% of people in the world that are trans. And I said, first of all, that number's growing because it's now a political movement and it's
Right.
a very forceful political movement and it's meant to silence our free speech. It's meant to take away our rights. It's meant to indoctrinate our children in the atmosphere of government knows best, and you have no safe spaces, trusted adults. It's all the things. But people like you and I fight so that others don't have to, so that our kids don't have to as much. And so when you talk about is the state lost? It may be, but it doesn't matter. If there's 200 kids at a school that we can help, that's never a lost cause.
I agree. And I fight for my kids, and that's why I got involved, is because my kids, I don't want this war, the spiritual war that we are in for the souls of our children. I don't want this passed on to them. This is not something I did not ever want to be in a position where you totally understand this, where I'm being, my name's being dragged. And people are making things up about me and putting things on the internet about me, and I'm getting sued. And I mean, the things that have happened since I stepped into this are insane. But for me, at the end of the day, I go to bed at night thinking, and I want this battle to be done by the time my kids are old enough so that they don't have to worry about it. But the way we got here is everybody got complacent because we have such a great country. And we're like, there's no problem. We're free, right? And so they slowly started chipping away at that. And yes, that is one of the many ways they're doing it. I would also say that they're sexualizing our children. Our children are very over-sexualized, and that's horrifying to me. These are babies. They shouldn't know anything about these things. In fact, my 9-year-old the other night asked me what a lesbian was. And I was like, I love that you're so innocent and you really don't understand what that even is, because you shouldn't.
They
You
shouldn't.
shouldn't understand what that is. That you're 9. You don't care about these things. You shouldn't care about these things.
But it's everywhere. And
That is.
that's why I continue to say that, having such an important asset like Space Command in this state is just not right. It's
Right.
not right. If I were a military family and somebody told me that I was being forced to move to Colorado, I don't even know what I would do.
I know, I'd be upset. Same. And I've been in a military family. And you don't get a lot of choice in where you go. So I even though I don't want to lose that asset as well, I can see where they're coming from.
Yeah, because it's like you have to stand for what's right at a certain point. And
Right.
along the same lines as the schools, right? So if you can protect 200 kids or you can protect 300 kids from this policy or that, this is kind of the same thing. It's like if it doesn't matter if it's 20 families or 20,000 families that get to live in a state that values life and a state that values the Second Amendment and values freedom rather than a state that literally just kills babies and sexualizes children.
Right. And I say this all the time because it's true. Throughout history, one person standing up and saying no has been enough to change history. And here's why. There is very much a silent majority all over this country, and they're being gaslit to believe that if you don't full-heartedly agree that drag queens should be putting their prosthetic breasts in your child's face, that you're a horrible person and you're intolerant. I don't care what drag queens do. If they're in a private bar with adults, you do you, boo. That's fine. That's no problem. You bring it in front of my kids, and now I have a problem with it. And that's what happened. It crossed a line into not only do we want, glorification for our lifestyle, we want to teach your kids about our lifestyle. No. And so I think even really, a lot of Democrats as well agree with that. It's not that they, Republicans don't care if people are gay or they're trans. I really don't care. You can be a unicorn for all I care.
I
But
know.
when one person stands up and says, this is not okay, a lot of other people go, yeah, it's not okay, but I was too afraid to be called names, so I didn't say anything. One person and then two people and then many people standing up encourages other people to do the same, which is what this is why Darcy and I are doing what we're doing and taking all the heat that we're taking.
Right, because if we don't,
Who
then
will?
our kids.
And I don't want my kids doing this.
I don't want my kids doing this at all. I would like to think that by the time that my kids graduate high school or college, that maybe we'll be in a better place and
Hope so. My
not
favorite
worried.
quote is the quote by Thomas Paine. I prefer peace, but if trouble may come, let it come in my time so that my children may live in peace. That it's. I say it to myself all the time when I remind myself why I'm being dragged through the mud by people who want to stop what we're trying to do.
Right, because there's so few people, as you know, that even can stand being dragged through the mud.
Right.
I mean, even,
It's
and
not easy.
it,
I
there's
don't
not
enjoy that
even,
part.
there's not even in our circles, how many people will come to you and say, oh my gosh, like look at what they're saying about me today, or like they posted. Girl, like I don't care. I mean,
I don't care either.
I almost like it because if I do like it, because if
communists and people who think that men can be women are talking badly about me, then I'm okay. I'm doing something right. I don't need their approval.
Right, you're already a target.
Exactly. But I don't want my kids to have to live through that.
Same. Well, and unfortunately, our kids are living through this. I mean, I have a 17-year-old as well, and the things she tells me about her school are alarming. I mean, it really is. It's ingrained already. And like I said, we were complacent and we're about 10 years behind on this movement, but it's never too late to start.
It's never too late to start. And I mean, I'm so thankful that, we keep calling it the golden age. I'm so
Yes.
thankful that Trump won and that we have control of the federal government. Because look, if we didn't, I don't know where we would be right now.
Amen, sister. That was honestly the continuance or death of our nation, in my opinion.
It really was. And if Kamala was in office right now, I mean, none of these things would be being looked into.
Yep.
It all the surgeries, the mutilation, the stuff going on in the schools, the boys sleeping in girls' rooms at school camps, none of it, because that's what Biden and Harris want. I mean, they had transgenders flapping around on the White House lawn showing their boobs and, kids calling the Trevor hotline for help with their transgender issues. And we learned that all they're doing on those calls is discussing sex toys. So, I
Which
mean,
kids shouldn't know about. That's so sad.
it's so sad. It's so disgusting. And I mean, like I said, I'm so thankful for people like you that are putting in the work. If you weren't around, Colorado would be worse. And I can honestly say that to you,
Same
Robin.
with you, Darcy. Same with you. And the thing is, what we're doing is spreading. It really is. I know people don't see it, but I mean, it really is, you guys. We're making a difference. Even if you don't see it right away, it takes time for it to catch up. We are moving the needle. We really
I
are.
totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Like I said, next week we're going to talk some about the El Paso County school boards. We're going to talk more on Space Command. We're going to have Brad Miller on to talk about the school districts across the state of Colorado. And then I also next week want to touch on YEMI and Colorado Springs. Robin, I don't know if you've seen anything about that. I need to get you on this show regular. I like you on this show.
Well, awesome. Thank you. I'd love to be on the regular with you.
Right. YEMI, Mobilad, the mayor of Colorado Springs declared June Pride Month, even though the city council said we're
Right.
not doing
I
it.
saw something about it, but I am honestly so focused on Douglas County
I
right
know.
now.
I know.
I have like laser focus on my kids in Douglas
And
County
that's
right now. However, it all matters.
where you
All the
should
same.
be.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
does
and
matter.
that's where you should be. I just kind of have my eyes all over the state, so I want to,
Absolutely.
talk about that a little more this week. But thank you. Thank you again for all you're doing. Readers, thank you for being here. If you guys have questions, reach out to Robin Webb on Facebook or Twitter. Robin, what's your email address?
Chair@dcgop.org. If you want to reach me directly on Facebook, I'm at you can find Douglas County Republicans everywhere. There's also a way to contact us on our website. There's lots of ways to access us and ask more questions if you would like.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
Thanks
you.
again. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week to continue fighting for Colorado.
Amen. Thank you, girl. Appreciate you.
Thank you.